DeepEnglish.com.
This past New Year's Eve, a 64-year-old Michigan man took a fall that almost cost him his life. When did this happen? It happened this past New Year's Eve. How old was the man? The man was 64 years old. Did he take a fall that almost cost him his life? Yes, he took a fall that almost cost him his life. At 10:30 p.m., Bob took a break from watching football on TV and stepped outside. What did he take a break from? He took a break from watching football on TV. Did he step inside? No, he didn't step inside, he stepped outside. He was going to get wood for the fire when he slipped on some icy steps. Why was he outside? He was outside to get wood for the fire. What did he slip on? He slipped on some icy steps. As he lay in the snow without a jacket, he knew that he was in serious trouble. Was he wearing a jacket? No, he wasn't wearing a jacket. Where was he lying? He was lying in the snow. Did he think he was fine? No, he didn't think he was fine. He knew he was in big trouble. He had broken his neck and couldn't move. Bob's wife was visiting her parents and he was all alone. What had he broken? He had broken his neck. Where was his wife? His wife was visiting her parents. He screamed for help, but his nearest neighbor was far away. No one heard him except for his loyal dog, Kelsey. Did the neighbor scream for help? No, the neighbor didn't scream for help. Bob screamed for help. Did Kelsey hear him? Yes, Kelsey heard him. Who is Kelsey? Kelsey is his loyal dog. Bob continued to scream for help until he eventually lost his voice, but Kelsey continued barking all night. What eventually happened to his voice? He eventually lost his voice. Who eventually lost his voice? Bob eventually lost his voice. He was only wearing long underwear, a shirt, and slippers as he lay in the snow. What was he wearing? He was wearing long underwear, a shirt, and slippers. In those temperatures, falling asleep could have been fatal for Bob. Was falling asleep dangerous? Yes, falling asleep was dangerous. It could have been fatal. Throughout the night, the 70-pound dog kept him warm by lying on top of him and kept him awake by licking his face and pawing at his arms. How much did Kelsey weigh? Kelsey weighed 70 pounds. How did she keep him warm? She kept him warm by lying on top of him. How did she keep him awake? She kept him awake by licking his face and pawing at his arms. 20 hours later, at 6:30 p.m. on New Year's Day, Kelsey's barking finally paid off when a neighbor found them. What finally paid off? Kelsey's barking finally paid off. Did Bob's wife find them? No, Bob's wife didn't find them. A neighbor found them. Bob was rushed to the hospital and had an emergency operation on his spine. Where was Bob rushed? Bob was rushed to the hospital. Did he have an emergency operation? Yes, he had an emergency operation. The operation was a success. The very next day, Bob began to move his arms and legs again. What was a success? The operation was a success. What happened the next day? The next day, Bob began to move his arms and legs again. His doctor attributes his remarkable recovery to Kelsey keeping him warm after his fall and Bob's own mental strength. Does the doctor attribute his recovery to Kelsey keeping him warm? Yes, the doctor attributes his recovery to Kelsey keeping him warm. What else does he attribute his recovery to? He also attributes his recovery to Bob's own mental strength. Dr. Collins said, he has a strong and a very positive personality, and that's what I like. What kind of personality does Bob have? Bob has a strong and a very positive personality. Who says Bob has a strong and a very positive personality? Dr. Collins says Bob has a strong and a very positive personality. A lot of people quickly end up in despair, and that's very tragic. What happens to a lot of people? A lot of people quickly end up in despair. Does the doctor think this is very tragic? Yes, the doctor thinks this is very tragic. Maintaining that positivity is very important. What is very important? Maintaining that positivity is very important. Bob has begun to walk again, and Kelsey is staying by his side every step of the way. What has Bob begun to do? Bob has begun to walk again. What is Kelsey doing? Kelsey is staying by his side every step of the way. Bob has chosen to not reveal his last name to protect his family's privacy, but his dog Kelsey's heroism will not soon be forgotten. Why has Bob chosen to not reveal his last name? Bob has chosen to not reveal his last name to protect his family's privacy. What will not soon be forgotten? Kelsey's heroism will not soon be forgotten. I'm so thankful for my two heroes, Bob said. Kelsey kept me warm, alert, and never stopped barking for help. Dr. Collins saved my life and ability to move. They are truly heroes, and I will be eternally grateful. How many heroes is Bob thankful for? Bob is thankful for two heroes. Will he be grateful all day? No, he won't be grateful all day. He will be eternally grateful.